Today, let's look at how you can solve problems more effectively in your team. Getting your team to help solve problems together will tend to yield better solutions and greater buy-in when it comes to implement those solutions. In some of our leadership modules, we use a survival simulation so that leaders can experience in real time the pitfalls that impact decisions that teams make. There are two dynamics going on at the same time when it comes to team problem solving: the rational, logical part of solving the problem, and the interpersonal dynamic at play within the team. If the rational side of the problem solving isn't done well, the solution itself won't be effective. And if the interpersonal side of the problem solving is lacking, the acceptance of the solution won't occur. Essentially, the team won't buy in. So in order to improve the rational side of problem solving, it's important for the team to simplify the problem, keeping in mind that a problem well defined is half solved. Most teams don't do a good job of defining the problem in the first place, and then they end up doing symptom solving instead of problem solving. On the interpersonal side of problem solving, the leader needs to focus on managing two different dynamics in the group. First, the group will have a tendency to go with ideas and solutions that are stated with greater confidence, and that leads to the tendency for the most confident, assertive people in the group to influence the others, even when their ideas are not the best. On the flip side, a quieter team member might have an excellent opinion, but because they can't express it well, the team will tend to discard it. So the leader needs to ensure that some ideas are supported before being discarded, and that the stronger, opinionated team members don't overpower the others. The leader's goal is to get the highest quality ideas and solutions to be accepted and adopted by the workgroup. By managing the participation to ensure that every team member feels included, and by encouraging a healthy discussion where ideas can be supported and debated, the leader will increase the chance of getting both the best solution and have the team be committed to the implementation of that solution. And one final tip. In any problem solving, as the leader, make sure that you speak last, not first. When the leader expresses his or her opinion early on in the problem-solving process, the team is going to end up adopting that as the solution without properly debating other alternatives and consequences. Once you've improved your problem-solving skills as a team, you might also want to enhance some of the other leadership skills you have. And you can do that by visiting our website and accessing some of our books, videos, and other resources at frontlineleadership.com. Hey, I want to give a shout out of thanks to the London Convention Center. Boy, is it a beautiful venue, and they've allowed us to shoot our leader feeder videos here today. But if you have any kind of training event or corporate organization, or maybe you're part of a national association, they have beautiful space here and very attentive staff to serve your needs. So London Convention Center, thank you for allowing us to shoot our videos today.